there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm back from the Turks and Caicos. We got a big show planned for you today. A lot of cool things going down. Plus, we have to reminisce on some of the adventures that we had in the Turks and Caicos with our friends from Explorer Ventures. What an adventure we had indeed. I got to thank again everybody that joined us on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, all the listeners that were on board with us, the Scuba Radio super fans, you know, the crew. Everybody was absolutely phenomenal on that boat. We had so much fun. I got to say, that was probably the best week of diving I have had in the history of Scuba Radio, and just hanging out with a, you know, just a fun group of people. It was just great all the way around. We had spectacular diving, dolphins, lionfish, sharks. I mean, it just doesn't get much better. And the boat was great. The weather cooperated perfectly for the entire week. And once again, it's all about the people as far as I'm concerned. You know, diving, we do this whole dive thing. You know, we want to go see the pretty fish and all the critters down below. But I got to tell you, from my perspective, it's more fun hanging with people that share that passion for the underwater world, even more so than it is just to see cool stuff. I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand, but I really enjoy the social aspects of our little fun activity. And last week was a testament to that all the way around. Now, in the studio today, there actually are two survivors from our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise that made it into the studio today. I could let you guess, but it'll take forever, so I'll just tell you who it is. It's Abby, Mermaid Abby. How you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing good. I survived the trip with Greg and CJ and everyone else.
Yes, she did, and she's
excited to be here in one piece.
In fine form, as usual. And, of course, single Scott, who is from the west coast of Florida as well, made it over to the studio today in Orlando. How you doing, Scott?
Good. Another survivor.
Refreshed. And, yes, exactly. Survivor, you know. And then everybody else is in rehab or drying out or, you know, the drunk tank. I don't know what the heck happened to them. But
are you referring specifically to Denise?
Maybe.
Maybe that's why she's not in the studio today. She's in the drunk tank.
It could be.
Might be still hungover.
You know, I think she was
hurting. I'll tell you, our very last day of the trip, Denise was in pain.
That's hard to believe, considering how she's
She's so conservative and mild-mannered.
And she's a professional at that kind of thing, too.
That's right. She does have several years of drinking under her belt. And she does it well, so I give her credit.
She's good at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we do have two troopers in the studio, and we are going to kind of share some of the things that happened on board that we weren't able to cover in our broadcast last week. Because, you know, the show that we recorded on the boat literally was done Wednesday night, which was just a little bit over halfway through our trip. So we had some spectacular diving still to come after we recorded that show. So we're going to cover some of that today. And, of course, you know, there is, you know, one thing talking about it and, you know, painting that, you know, mental picture of what it's like to be on a liveaboard. But we do have some visual accompaniment at scubaradio.com posted now, visual stimulation. I don't know what it is, but it's good. It's like over 110 photos and growing day by day. And there's some good stuff up there, Abby. What do you think? You've had a chance to peruse the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise gallery, right?
I have done some perusing over the gallery. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there are pictures that you have on the website, which are amazing. But it honestly doesn't do the trip justice.
No,
I mean,
it doesn't.
Just amazing. Everybody that listens to the show, if you dive, you've got to go check it out yourself. It's just phenomenal.
It was. It lived up to the hype, didn't it, Abby?
Yes, it did. I mean, it went well beyond the hype.
Yeah.
If there was somehow for me to stay on that boat for the majority of the remainder of my life, I would do it. I mean, they made my bed, gave me dinner, and I even had a chocolate mint every night before I went to bed. How could you possibly ask for more than that?
I don't know, unless you were one of the other passengers. They got to hang with Mermaid Abby and Mermaid Denise.
Well, that's just a bonus for them.
Yeah, well, of course it is.
Except when they're trying to sleep. Other than that, bonus.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, and, we got, like I said, we have all these pictures up on the website from that. We're getting ready to post some video. I'm about a third way through our first Turks and Caicos video. And I got to tell you, it's going to be interesting, Abby.
Well, I'm actually excited to see that. Now, that's something that I have not seen yet. I experienced it from the end of being in the water.
Yes, you were one of the subjects of the video. You, Denise, Scott's in there, and CJ, the whole crew. I was shooting the video. And it's coming together quite nicely. And hopefully by next Saturday show, we'll have at least one, or if not two, Turks and Caicos videos up at scubaradio.com for you to check out, as well as the still pictures.
Is Loretta on there?
Loretta is definitely featured prominently in the video. And Loretta the grouper, who likes to hang out at the gully site, dive site, is featured prominently in that video. And she's actually in some of these pictures and some of these still pictures as well.
I love Loretta a long time. Yeah. I really think we bonded.
I think you did, in ways that there were some pictures of Abby and Loretta that I could not post because they were a little bit too extreme.
You call it unnatural. I just call it love.
Oh, boy. All right. So, I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out, because we did get a few things that we can't really put out there for public consumption, but we'll save them for a rainy day, you know. And Scott, now, you know, Scott was the first person to book the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise when he heard that we were going to be on board the Turks and Caicos EV2. And, Scott, you've been on, we found out on the boat last week that was like your 35th week at sea on a liveaboard or something like that.
Yeah, 30-something, something like that.
You lose count after 20 or so, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, compared to all these other weeks of adventure, how would you rate it? What would you think of the trip that we did
from
an overall experience?
Overall, I'd have to say that was, if not the best week, pretty darn close to the best week I've ever been on liveaboard.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't even talked about the dolphin that came by to say hi.
I know. That was sweet. Well, that was like the second dive.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Very friendly dolphin. Lots of eagle rays. It was a wonderful week.
And mermaids.
Yes. The mermaid stuff was quite unique. Never seen anything like that.
All the dive trips I've been on, I have never seen a mermaid underwater before.
Neither have I. And, I got to say that we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into when we tried to, pull off this whole mermaid thing, did we, Abby?
No, it was definitely a challenge, but I think it went pretty well. I mean, I've got a few mermaid skills underneath my gills, pull them out once in a while. Do what you got to do for the video and for Scuba Radio.
Exactly. And
I had expert divers like you and Scott and CJ to keep me safe.
Right. So. CJ and Single Scott were basically the mermaid handlers underwater.
Yes, they handled me quite well.
And it was very, very fun.
It was. Yeah, he looks over like, yeah.
I don't get that on every trip.
Yes.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. It was cool, and you will see that on the video.
And we didn't
impressive.
Even ask for tips. So, bonus for you guys.
Yeah, I'm hip. It was, you would normally pay a good $20 for a show like that. Easy.
Well, thank you for going so low on your money amount. I would say much more than $20.
Well, only for a two-minute run, But, well, whatever. All right. So it was good stuff regardless. And the dolphin, we talked about that on the show last week, because that did happen literally on the second dive of the trip. We run into a wild dolphin, or I should say wild dolphin decides to hang with us. And that was quite impressive. And if that was, that pretty much set the tone for the diving for the week, I think. I mean, cause we went from there. I saw two lionfish, which is quite rare for that part of the world, and to see those, and got some great footage of those. And then we finished our dive. The last dive of the trip was absolutely phenomenal. I could not believe, normally when I've been on a liveaboard trip and Scott, you've been on many more than I, but that last dive of a trip, of a week-long trip, is always a little, you know, kind of, you know, you feel a little melancholy about the thing. Like, you've gotten into this whole vibe of the week. You're enjoying yourself. And they're like, oh, crap, it's about to end.
It's almost over.
Yeah, and you don't want to you don't want to come up. And you're kind of thinking about this while you're doing that last dive. Like, take one last look around. You know, like, God, it's going to be a while before I see something like this again. That kind of thing is going through your mind. We do this. We get down there. I don't even have a chance to do that. And all of a sudden, all these sharks start showing up. And we just had a spectacular shark encounter on the last dive of the trip that ended up, where was that? Was that the gully again? I don't remember if we were.
I think it was right down from the gully.
Yeah, it was similar to the gully.
It was real close to that, yeah.
Yeah, because it had a little cut through in the wall, and there was this sandy area heading out to, you know, to the wall and to deeper water, and three or four Caribbean reef sharks started just circling our little group, and they were coming in real close, and it ended up, it looked like a situation where this might have been the site of a shark feed dive.
Yeah, did you hear the music? Do, 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 do.
Oh, no, I didn't hear it. I was pumped.
It was, and they hung out with us, and they followed us around.
Yeah.
And,
you know, a lot.
I had a couple of flashbacks of my life, and then once I realized I was still alive and breathing, I just started snapping away and taking pictures.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I'm going back through the film and the pictures, I'm like, "Damn, I was pretty close." You know, at the time, I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, whoa!" And then you go back and look at the footage, and you're like, "Oh boy, that doesn't look very safe."
Well, actually, they got so close to Greg that I thought you were going to lose an arm a couple of different times,
right?
And I was just snapping away because I thought, finally, I can make my millions on the net with these photos.
Well, thank you for caring.
Well, but it didn't happen for me, and
no,
I'm still broke. So
exactly.
Thanks for taking one for the team.
Well,
Greg.
I tried. I was willing to take it, but no, that wasn't. But it just goes to show that, you know, even when you know, because you've heard that, I've heard this argument before, that it's dangerous to dive, you know, sites where they feed sharks or have a shark dive, you know, in any kind of regular situation. What did the sharks do? They came in, they checked us out, they swam around us, and they saw we had no food. That was the end of it. I mean, but they just kind of hung out and checked us out. They weren't aggressive in any stretch of the imagination, and actually we got some great footage because of it.
I think they found us just as interesting as we found them. I mean, honestly, they were just into what we were doing. And
like, hey, dude, what's up, man?
They must have been used to the, you know, photo ops. They
yes.
must have known how this goes. So,
right.
you know, they just stuck around long enough to get some cool shots, and
right.
then they were on their merry way.
It's like, hey, I know it's last time of the day. I haven't seen you all week. Just wanted
come
to
back to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah,
Explore Adventures. See you next
Take
time.
Take your picture. You know, wish you were here kind of thing. Exactly.
We won't eat you, we promise. Yeah, that's what I thought they were trying to say to me as
yeah.
they were swimming past me.
Yes, I think they were, actually. I think I actually heard one of them say that underwater.
Yeah, I feel like I bonded with almost all of the sea creatures that we encountered
you
on
do.
This trip.
You have a thing for other species.
Yeah, and the fish whisperer.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Maybe. Abby has
They're related.
Talent.
She's a mermaid.
That's right. I mean,
that's right. I've been around the block.
They kind of just sensed this, you know, this common bond.
They know we are one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
all right.
It is.
Well, we can lay it on thick. We got grog flowing here. Yes, and that's some kind of alcohol-based concoction. And Abby has her beer necklace, her wrist band. We'll explain what
that is. Unlimited beer. Unlimited beer.
Uh-oh.
That's all
so,
I can say.
So, hey, it's free beer for everyone today. Enjoy.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Boy in the Turks and Caicos last week. He did not make an appearance. However, his distant cousin, Naked Bare Ass Mermaid Girl, did make a surprise appearance.
Man, I should have known coming onto this show today. One big setup for Mermaid Abby.
Well, what are you talking about?
Hey, I was just swimming around, carefree. I had no idea. I was exposed to half the country. And everybody in Turks and Caicos.
That your costume was coming off.
Evidently. I mean, you guys knew there way before I did, but nobody notified good old Abby here.
Well, what's the signal for your costumes coming up?
Yeah, we didn't go over that hand
signal
before the dive.
It's not thumbs up to each other, I'll tell you that one. This is awesome!
Keep swimming.
No, you're doing great, girl. Just keep swimming. I'm going to shoot you from back here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was entertaining. Bill, by the way, just walked in.
Hey, Bill.
Our producer.
Yeah, yeah, I was, you see what happened? It's just a funny story. I walked to the Turks and Caicos to try and get on this liveaboard, and the boat was gone, so I walked back, and I just now made it back.
All right, well. Rough. It's,
did you run into Meredith Baxter-Burney on your journey?
I did not. I did not, but there were a bunch of people saying you should have been here last week. There was a naked mermaid.
Near,
only partially
near,
naked.
Near
you know what?
Naked.
The story gets better. The longer you're away, you need to go back.
Yeah, it was interesting. I don't remember. Did we talk about that on the show last week? I don't remember.
There
that
was the
before.
Occasional mention, but you mentioned it to me off the air, so I may have gotten confused.
Wait,
when
me?
I heard it.
In my
in your bare acidness.
My bare assets.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it was just what do they call that? Wardrobe malfunction.
We had it depends on how you want your wardrobe to function. This could have been exactly what it was designed for.
No, I don't think Abby was aware of the situation. But I will.
Maybe she didn't design it.
Well, I had a smile on my face.
It is
time.
The
that's
Super Bowl show, and well, that's when the last.
I'm in the same category as Janet Jackson.
Let me paint this picture for you, and you'll see the video next week, hopefully on scubaradio.com. Not of this particular scene, and you'll realize why it is being censored. However, I can paint the picture for you, and that probably will do the trick.
You need a big canvas.
Abby is no, that's not true. Abby is doing her mermaid shtick underwater. She had just taken a big breath off of her regulator, and she'd swam up behind a coral head. I mean, we had the perfect sunlight. I mean, it's shimmering down through the water column, lighting her up perfect. She just looks angelic. And I'm shooting
usual.
The video. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I'm shooting the video, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, wow, this is a great shot. And then I move the frame down, you know, to get, you know, zoom out to cover her whole body. And then I realized, oh, my God, wait a minute. Her ass is showing.
And you thought, what is that glorious light shining from out of the tail?
That's not the sun. Oh, my God.
Where is it coming from?
The moon is out.
Yeah.
It was just priceless, though. And it was the funniest damn thing. I about choked right there on the spot and would have needed to be, might have needed to be rescued.
Meanwhile, you lost the shot.
I lost the shot.
I'm all business, even if my butt's hanging out. It doesn't matter. But
she is a trooper. God bless her. And, yeah, but I lost the shot. Probably I was laughing so hard, I probably hit delete.
And let me tell you, not only did I flash myself for Scuba Radio, but I also ran into some fire coral and actually injured myself for the Scuba Radio shoot.
Yes. Stay away from the coral.
Yeah, you should not be touching anything.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, well, it happens. And
I got fire coral pains in places you don't even want to
know. Whoa! Yeah,
do you need an ointment?
We had some. We gave her an ointment, and next day she was back in the water doing
I'll tell you what. Perhaps you did not apply it properly. Let's get a professional in there. Scott?
Okay.
All right.
That's
well,
not included in the package deal with the cruise.
Yes. Yeah, so there are some behind-the-scenes stories that you probably didn't want to hear, or at least Abby didn't want you to hear them. But too late now. And yes, you should have known. But we gotta clarify a few things up on the website. Some of the pictures up there. There was talk of this the Scuba Radio snorkel shot that we took a snorkel, filled it full of booze, put a funnel in it.
Insert funnel into snorkel, then insert into mouth. That's
yes.
How it works.
And there's some pictures that I don't know, kind of show me in a negative light, and I will clarify and explain the scenario next, right here on Scuba Radio.
I can't wait to hear this.
Put your feet up, guys.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Hey, diver. You just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty five-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com. Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD. I was under a lot of pressure to play the role of Greg the Dive Master and host the festivities last week on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Turks and Caicos. And we came up with this idea of a Scuba Radio snorkel shot. We grabbed
the
snorkel.
Who came up with the idea?
Oh, I thought I did, but then Abby clarified, said it was her idea, and I don't remember at the time, so I'll give her credit.
Yeah, of course.
For that.
Of course, that slipped your mind.
Yes.
You know? Oh, I took credit for somebody else's ingenious drinking apparatus.
No, but it was my idea. I said, we got to do something unique.
Yeah, and I came up with
that.
A unique thing to do.
Okay, all right.
You just said, let's do something crazy, and I said, let's make it a snorkel funnel.
Okay, well, you win. I'll give you that.
Again,
I'll give
per
you
usual.
That much. All right, fair enough. So it was your idea. So it's your fault, is what we're saying.
Well, that depends on what you're about to say next.
Well, because, you know, first off, we pour a little shot down the funnel, and you do one, and evidently you had done it before, no problem. And then it's like, okay, Greg, you got to do one now. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, sure, I'll take one for the team. But what happened? You guys sabotaged the whole event.
Well, I thought you were a pro, Greg, and that you wouldn't get distracted so easily.
Well.
I just happened to pour a little bit of the shot.
Oh, yeah, just happened
like
to
the
pour.
Whole thing.
Right. Thank you, Scott.
A small portion of the shot.
A
did
glass
not...
of.
No, that is not what happened. I poured Greg's shot into the funnel. Now, some of it splashed off of the funnel and ricocheted onto Greg's beautiful salt and pepper hair, and Greg freaked out and couldn't even finish the shot. And if you don't believe me, I have a picture illustrating all this. It caught the droplets falling onto Greg's hair
right.
in midair.
Yeah, and I have it's posted there at scubaradio.com.
No, that particular picture is not. I have it.
Are you kidding? I
no.
thought I put that one up there.
Oh, I'm posting it somewhere else. I'll
no,
let
it's,
you listen to it.
It's
later.
Up there. It's up there, I think.
Sure it is.
It is. I'm telling you, because I saw that. I was like, I want to show the
either
world
way,
how you poured booze on my head.
In the midst of turmoil and distraction, if you know how to take a shot, you take it like a man, no matter what.
Which is apparently on the top of your head.
Well, hey.
Well,
I
hey.
Mean, he's now, got very little hair to deal with.
I'm wondering.
No, I was such an issue.
Are there any sort of hair-stimulating results here when you pour alcohol on your head? Because Scott and
his
I will actually line up. To be next for your little experiment.
It did not stimulate hair growth, but it did give it a beautiful shine. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, and that's
hair
right.
looked amazing the rest of the night.
Scott and I don't need to worry about shining up. We
no,
can,
we
can handle that
shine,
on our own.
That's right.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there. Hey, don't you know? There's popular Jacques Cousteau.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I do my snorkel shots. I take them like a man. I don't care what they say.
Or like a little girl.
As long as you don't pour them all over me.
Well, I took mine, which was much more than a shot. I took a whole glass full of rum.
Yeah.
Haitian rum.
You know, I don't know that this is necessarily a good thing, but who would have thunk that you could use a snorkel in such a fashion to make it into a fun party game, like doing shots like that.
Anyway,
you know, but the diving was done today, so we, you know, for the day, so you know, we could have fun.
We had to relax and
you know,
that's
back
part of the
enjoy.
Diving experience on a nice boat like a
goes Florida. Back to the whole social thing I was talking about.
I am kind of curious though about the whole problem you had with getting your hair wet with this whole operation, because I have yet to use a snorkel and not get my hair wet, and I have less hair than you. So I'm wondering what it was about the snorkel and the wet hair that really threw you off, Greg. That's what I'm most confused by.
He's kind of a woman.
Well, that wasn't what I was going to say.
He's not as much of a woman as you.
He's here for the night and wanted to look pretty, and I
exactly.
ruined that, apparently.
Yeah, he did.
He had his salt and pepper hair parted just perfectly, and
my
I ruined
feelings are
it.
Hurt.
And I wouldn't describe it as a shot. It was more of a glass. I mean, let's be fair about this. I mean,
yes, thank you,
a shot you can do. We did many shots while we were on there.
Yeah.
But a glass of rum. Now, you did, Abby.
I did. Amazing,
you know,
glass of rum.
She did an amazing
witnesses.
Job. Yes.
People clapped. People cheered. You could call up anybody on
astonished.
That boat right now, and they'll tell you.
Yeah, but I vaguely remember later on the trip where, you know, we were arguing about this fact, because I took a lot of grief for that whole snorkel
commercial
shot
break, right?
Fiasco.
Commercial break.
And I said, okay, come on, put your money where your mouth is. And we took a beer, I chugged it, and I beat you.
I think I was distracted, though. I think somebody was telling me something.
I was a witness for that.
Yeah,
saw
see,
that.
Scott saw it.
All right, here's the way it works. All right, to all of your listeners. Greg, I'd been, you know, one-upping him the whole trip, and this was the one thing I let him have.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, he took me on the trip. I figured I'd let him chug a beer faster.
Abby, you're playing with fire right now. No. Let me tell you something. Woman.
I ain't afraid to get burned.
You know, if you haven't figured it out, Abby's drinking today, too. Okay?
Because
you have some kind of wristband that allows unlimited beer drinking for...
Well, it turns out this is the best day to come do the radio show in the studio.
Yeah.
Because there's a big car show downstairs with unlimited beer and water, but who wants to waste their time there? For $20, you get a wristband, and I've been running down every commercial break and bringing back two beers at a time.
And we can do this because we're just talking about diving today. We're not diving.
We're not diving. Yeah. Alcohol and diving do not mix.
Well, you know, it's more of
disclaimer.
A social lubricant
yeah.
type of situation
don't drink
going
and dive.
On today. Yes. So,
if you're going to drink out of a snorkel funnel, do it at the end of the day.
So basically, whatever Abby says, you know, got to take it with a grain of salt. She's liquored
up. Yeah, do
up.
As Abby
She's
says.
Liquored
I think
up.
That's what he meant to say.
Now, the other part about the whole snorkel thing, which I know I would have had a problem with, I know that the first thing I'm supposed to do with the snorkel is blow it out. So how hard is it to do a shot when the first thing you're doing is blowing the liquid out of the snorkel?
Well, you don't do that.
It takes practice.
That was the rum was reserved.
You missed everything you knew.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern. Blue hole. Walls. Big fish and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty five-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com. You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to stormcase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 45. Sea anemone really appreciate it when you pronounce their name correctly. Anemone. Ananamama.
This is starting to irritate me.
Manamana.
Don't make me smack you.
Manamana. Don't start me.
Shut up!
I'm here till Thursday. Hey, don't forget to try the veal. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. We have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network, in the studio. Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've just been sitting here thinking, Greg.
About anything in particular?
Well, yeah. I was thinking about how many resources are out there for divers today that just weren't there when I first got into diving.
Hey, you and me both. Seems like just a few years ago that if a diver wanted information or advice, he pretty much had that guy who liked to talk around the dive shop and not much else.
Yeah, and that information you got from him wasn't always, now how can I put this?
Information you'd believe in a million years?
Well, I was going to go with more reliable, but your description works pretty good.
Do you suppose divers realize all the resources they have available to them?
I hope so. Using any or all of them can make them better and safer divers.
Well, let's go through them. Maybe we'll enlighten someone on a source they didn't know about before.
I like the sound of that.
What would you say is a diver's first and foremost source of information?
I'd have to say their local dive center or an instructor. After all, it's there that a diver learns to dive, which is their primary source of information, and their instructor is their first introduction not only to fact and skills, but the sharing of personal experience and advice.
Now, I agree with that. I find they're also terrific resources when it comes to advising on gear choices, dive travel, finding other divers. Some even have a dive club to keep you involved and informed.
Yeah, you're right on all accounts. And, of course, they can keep your education going with advanced training.
And we all know your feelings on continuing education.
Yeah, we've tried to make that clear, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have. Dive centers and instructors can also be an introduction to what I consider the other greatest resource a diver has available to them.
Which is?
Dan.
Well, thanks for that. It is our mission to be a go-to resource for divers. It's why we're there and why all of us go to work every day.
You know, the hotline alone makes it an incredible resource. Any diver with a diving emergency can call the hotline and get help, right?
Right.
But in addition to the hotline, there's also a medical information line, also staffed by dive medics.
Yep. So any diver with a medical question can call and use that resource. We also maintain a physicians network to help connect you with medical professionals in your area who are familiar with diving and its medical considerations.
And there's the research you do, the emergency training programs you develop.
Everything we do is geared toward making diving and divers safer. Though I should mention that the training programs are actually taught in the dive centers by instructors around the country, not actually at Dan.
Instructors like me.
Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, anyway, Dan's a great resource, and divers are lucky to have it.
Thanks, we appreciate that.
So what other resources do you use?
I like reading all the dive publications I can get my hands on to stay up to date on all things scuba.
Now, wait, do you really read all of them?
I try to, but that's mainly because each one has something of interest for me. But that's the point. There are so many out there these days. There's something for every interest and skill level.
They cover so much, too. Dive travel, dive gear, topics of common interest, local info, educational tales, news nuggets, upcoming events, even op-ed sections in some. There's not much they don't cover, and that doesn't even cover the specialty magazines.
That's why I read them. Dive publications are a great way to learn and stay informed.
How about books? Have you noticed how many books there are in diving these days?
Yeah, and they're not all instructional or equipment manuals either. You've got history, adventure, biographies, even fiction.
I know it's great. I wish I had all the time to read them.
I'm not sure there is enough time to take advantage of all the resources available today, Because it's not all in print, is it?
Yeah, given what we're discussing on the radio, I've got to go with no.
Exactly. You are the first radio show dedicated to diving, and listening every week is a great way for divers to learn and be entertained at the same time.
Well, now it's my turn to say thanks.
Anytime, Pat. Yeah,
you know, it's amazing how far it's come. Scuba on the radio, TV, movies.
Almost all of which provide some sort of information that could be useful to divers.
Well, I think we've proven our point that there are a ton of resources there for divers to access, but I think we've neglected one good old-fashioned resource.
Other divers?
Other divers.
You're right, and I think they're my favorite of all. No matter how high-tech this world gets, no matter how many books and publications are available, I still love to sit around with a bunch of divers and hear their stories, advice, opinions, and shared experiences. There's no substitute for it. And it's amazing what you can learn just by listening.
It all goes back to that guy in the dive shop, doesn't it?
He was quite a character.
You know, no matter what your question, interest, or general curiosity, there are a lot of places to go learn more. Divers today have more information resources at hand than ever before, and there's something to be gained from them all. So choose one or choose them all, but use them because they're there for you. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, on the line, I think we're going to clarify something that happened on the Turks and Caicos Explorer Ventures 2 Liverboard trip, the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
Finally.
Clint, who was one of the Scuba Radio super fans that you heard last week on the show during our little competition, is on the line. How you doing, Clint?
Good afternoon.
Back at you, buddy. Now, so what's your comment on this? First of all, you had a great time, right?
Oh, it was fantastic. It really was really neat.
And Bill tells me that you want to clarify this Scuba Radio snorkel shot issue that we kind of got into a discussion about, how I was literally doused with rum.
And then after that, we're gonna talk about how he's going to be playing Neil Watson in the cartoon version of Scuba Radio. But go on.
Okay. Well, so what do you have to say about this, Clint? Well,
and before you say anything, Clint, hi, Clint. Let me just say that we miss you. So,
no sucking up. No, don't even try to brown nose. That ain't getting you anywhere. Clint calls it how he sees it. What do you say, Clint?
She doesn't have to brown nose. I was the one that poured the shot down her
snorkel funnel.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Okay.
And what she did, she took 3 shots of straight rum.
Hallelujah. Speak the truth, Clint.
And
speak the truth.
Greg had a watered-down version of the same.
Thank you.
A watered-down version? What are you talking about?
You had Coca-Cola.
That is right. Yours was mixed.
I don't remember
well,
that.
I don't either.
I remember it very well because I was totally amazed when she took that down so effortlessly.
Thank you, Clint. I took it like a man.
I think Clint was sloshed. I think it was sloshed.
Well, I was healing. I was on the mend again then.
Oh, okay.
He was. Clint was probably more coherent than anybody else at that table.
Yes, but I don't remember Clint spilling any of the rum on her head.
I did not spill a drop of it.
And
no,
if you
he
would
did
have,
not.
That
oh means
my
I
God.
Took my entire portion of my shot and not a watered down only half the portion. And
all
then
right.
Still cried about it somehow.
Clint, I don't know what you're trying to do, but you're falling out of favor with me, young man.
But the mermaids still love you, Clint. We love you long time.
All right, enough nonsense. Let's talk some diving next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow, 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 blow bubbles. It's your dive day.
We don't have no trouble,
cause it's your dive day.
They do double,
cause it's your dive day.
And Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive.
You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks, sick of into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks, sick of into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed.
You know, here at Scuba Radio, we do have a worldwide reach now at scubaradio.com. Here to prove it, viewer mail from Denmark, of all places, says, hi, Greg. Thanks for a great show. Enjoy listening to you warm water wusses every week on the podcast.
Do they take long naps in Denmark? Because, dude, like... Warm water wusses, man.
Yeah.
And dude. Says,
well, it's living here in the cold part of the world. My last dive was last month, and the water was 2 degrees Celsius. want to make a quick job swap? Well, let me
No.
From a dive instructor point of view, Ollie, don't hold your breath. Okay.
And let me just say that the warm water wuss title goes specifically to Greg and not so much the mermaids, as we are much tougher in colder water environments.
And we talked about that when you guys did your little mermaid shoot. I mean, when you did it in Guadalupe.
Yeah, that's right. With great wine.
It was impressive. It was 65 degree temperature.
Oh, they were shivering at Turks and Caicos. I mean, they were uncontrollable.
We had like 79 degree water temp, so it wasn't outrageous.
No, Turks was great. I mean, that was like a bath.
But still, after about 30 minutes or so, you know, we're wearing 3 mil wetsuits, and the girls are just doing their little, mermaid
nudie show.
Yeah.
Only partial.
Okay,
nudity.
Sorry.
You know, if your listener in Denmark wants to challenge us to come over there, I think the mermaids could handle it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly
how
to take that.
2 degrees Celsius. The water is thick at that point.
It's not water, then.
No, yeah. No. It's definitely thickened up.
You would think, but, God bless them. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
It takes two times to get into the water. You jump off the boat, then you jump through the water surface to get under the water when it's 2 degrees.
Well, you got
to
give them credit. And all I can say is... Glad I'm not you.
Better him than us. Yes.
Exactly. No, but you got to give him credit for doing what he has to do to get underwater and enjoy the activity, even if he has to freeze his, off. But hey, look, hour two of Scuba Radio on Deck. We're going to check in with a few folks from the Be a Diver Pool Tour, as well as we got to reminisce more on our little adventure and get ready for Our World Underwater in Chicago. Big dive event happening, and we got a little preview for you in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.